The issue that we have here is that there is almost a postcode lottery in terms of what you will be charged by your local authority in terms of getting rid of bulk waste. What is good is that we know that that bulk waste will then be taken away by a bona fide company and disposed of properly. But what we would ask councils is to look at those charges, because there will be other people that will want to charge less than they are. And it is likely, but not necessarily happens all the time, but those people that will take away the item for cheaper may not dispose of it in the correct manner. And I would remind listeners and viewers that they have to check the waste carrier license of those people that they ask to remove it, and it is their responsibility. And as of this week, they can now be fined £400 if they dispose of, or ask someone else to dispose of, something without making the necessary checks. I think what we now see is that many modern homes don't have the sort of storage capacity for them to store a number of items. So, as you highlighted in Tunbridge and Morling, where it's £52 for up to six items, people won't want to store the items while they build up to the maximum six to get the best value for money. And therefore, if it is disposed of incorrectly, i.e. by fly tipping, then there are impacts there on the local environment and both the nature and flora and fauna, especially if you're disposing of, say, something such as a freezer or a fridge, which has refrigerants in, which, whilst they don't now make any damage to our ozone layer, they do cause damage to waterways and the soil around them. And it's important that people take responsibility for the disposal of their waste items. On the face of it, it doesn't seem fair, because you would have thought that they're all using many of the same services, and it might be that some councils are actually subsidising the cost of removal so that they know that those items don't end up on their roadsides and verges, where it will cost them more to deal with it as a fly tip, whereas if they're able to pick them up legitimately direct from the householder, then those overall costs to the taxpayer will be less, and therefore they may feel that it's better value for money.